Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Coming up in a bit, we'll talk about Travis Kelce's comments as he was asked about what is his future with the Kansas City Chiefs.
You know, seeing my brother go through it and seeing, just how the league works, you know, the season kind of restarts in April, and I want to give the Chiefs a good opportunity to, you know, whether I come back or not and vice versa, like whether they want me back or not. It's one of those things where I'd like to make that decision before they got to get draft picks and the free agency opens, so that it gives them an opportunity to go out there and fill the roster appropriately. So. All that will be at the end of the season, and I won't be thinking about it until then.
I really think there's a chance that Travis Kelce comes back next season. I was at one point like 99% sure that this was going to be his last season, and I think it just everything kind of lined up that way. Maybe I'm now reading too much into it on the other side. I really think that Taylor's super supportive of it. I think she wants him to do it for as long as he can. I think she understands the thrill of being on the stage and what it is and how hard it is to potentially walk away from it. He's still playing at a really high level. He seems very healthy. He seems very engaged in doing it. I don't think it's crazy to think that Travis Kelce comes back next year on a one-year team-friendly deal. Now, I don't think he's playing for free or anything, but I could see him signing a low base salary, high incentives, just trying to help out the team. Money isn't really a big deal. I just want to keep playing football, and I want to keep playing football in Kansas City. I've kind of come back on the other way. I still think it's more likely he retires than not, but I think it's probably like 60-40, maybe 65-35. I think there's a good chance that Travis Kelce ends up coming back next year to the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll talk more about that coming up in a bit, but let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Kevin Bowen of 107.5 The Fan out in Indianapolis to take a closer look at the Chiefs' opponent on Sunday. Kevin, always appreciate you popping on. We were just talking about this. Let's start with Jonathan Taylor, who is off to an incredible start this season.
Yeah, I mean, when you have a runner that's doing what Jonathan Taylor is doing right now, that obviously is a huge focal point. You know, I thought Jones, especially September and October, he was also making some big league throws. It was not just a managing of the operation when they needed him to make some of those Sunday throws. He was doing that. Now, in the last two games, it has been a little bit more of the New York Daniel Jones. Pass protection hasn't been as clean. The sack numbers are higher. The turnover numbers are much, much higher. So I think that's kind of the question coming out of the bye week for Colts fans. It's like, all right, was the Daniel Jones two-month thing a tease, or was this just kind of the inevitable, you know, every NFL team has a hurdle or two to clear during the season? Pittsburgh and Atlanta have some pretty good edge rushers. Has that contributed to it? So I'll be very curious to see what or how Daniel Jones looks. Obviously, I expect a lot of blitzing from Steve Spagnuolo and company and how he handles that after these last two games and the bye week, I think, is a big storyline.
Do you feel like a lot of people are waiting for the other shoe to drop when it comes to the Colts? Because last year it felt like Minnesota was that team. No one wanted to believe it was Sam Darnold, and ultimately those people got proven right in the final two games last season for Minnesota. I feel like a lot of that same energy is now being directed towards Indianapolis. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair analogy. You know, I don't think anyone wants to truly believe in the resurrection project at quarterback just because there haven't been too many of them. And sure, Baker Mayfield is kind of the poster child of it right now, and Darnold has had flashes. But, you know, it doesn't normally work out like that. And I don't know, maybe the New York element to Daniel Jones is at play a little bit more here. And, you know, he was in a quarterback competition with Anthony Richardson. It's not even like, you know, he was whatever, handed the starting keys or anything like that. And we probably should point out the Colts' schedule. You know, with Houston winning last night, actually record-wise, of the final seven games, Kansas City is the, and I say this in quotes, the easiest team they play. They play six teams right now above 500, and then they play Kansas City at 500. And, you know, again, at Pittsburgh, in Germany, you know, a little bit different environments. If you look at who they played early on, they played Tennessee twice. They played Jacoby Brissett. They played Geno Smith. You know, Miami's, you know, early in the year was pretty dysfunctional. They played them out of the gate. Now, they also beat Denver. They went to, you know, L.A. and beat the Chargers pretty handily. They easily could have beaten the Rams on the road as well. But, yeah, I think nationally, that conversation, I feel like I do hear a decent amount.
Right now, we're talking to Kevin Bowen, who covers the Indianapolis Colts. He is with 107.5 The Fan out in Indy. Kevin, I understand that for whatever reason, people have decided that only quarterbacks could win NFL MVP, but my stance on this has been out there. If the Colts get the one seed, I would vote for Jonathan Taylor to win NFL MVP.
Yeah, I hear you out. You know, unfortunately, I just don't think the NFL operates in that manner. I believe it's been since Todd Gurley in 2017, since we've had a running back get a vote, not just, you know, obviously win the award. That's Adrian Peterson in 2012. Just get a vote. You got to go all the way back to Gurley. But I do think Taylor has some highlight moments. If he can get to that touchdown number that kind of rivals LaDainian Tomlinson, then I do think the conversation is really real. Now, the Colts will need a few more games, I think, kind of flexed in a prime time and, you know, get some of those moments. And Matthew Stafford probably, you know, having a little bit of a quieter, you know, final stretch of the season is needed. But, you know, the fact that you don't necessarily have Allen and Mahomes and Lamar Jackson atop that list probably helps out Taylor. And maybe there is a little bit more of a, hey, why don't we look at a running back now? But still, with how that award has been voted on, and I get it, the acronym is most valuable player. You know, someone brought up to us on our morning show, they should change it to MOP, kind of like how we do in the NCAA tournament, most outstanding player. Then I think maybe the votes would get different, but quarterback's quarterback, so I understand why people vote in the manner they do.
I mean, a lot of people thought that Jonathan Taylor was one of the better running backs in the league, so I don't think anyone is surprised that he is having a good season. He's in the prime of his career. What do you think has gone from him being a very good running back to now being looked at as hands down the best running back, and he feels like he's unstoppable so far this season? He's averaging 6 yards a carry and has 15 touchdowns, and we're not at Thanksgiving yet.
Yeah, I'd say two things. One, they obviously have showed good offensive balance. I think when you have a pass game and Tyler Warren's presence and those wideouts, Alec Pierce vertically, when you have that threat, I think it at least keeps defenses on their toes a little bit. And then I know this sounds really simple, but Taylor is healthy. He has not been on the injury report a single time this season, and I remember him being healthy all throughout the offseason. That is very rare for a running back in today's NFL with the wear and tear that he has on his body. He had a great season in 2021, you know, when the Colts nearly made the playoffs, but then Taylor was banged up in 2022, banged up in 2023, a little bit in 2024 as well. I mean, now he's just been really healthy, and I think that allows him to hit more of the home runs, get to the second level, throttle it up, and kind of show off that home run ability that he has.
Right now, we're talking to Kevin Bowen for a couple more minutes here, learning a little bit more about the Indianapolis Colts heading into their matchup against the Kansas City Chiefs. Kevin, this is what I've been saying. I think both of these teams need this game for a very different reason. We mentioned it with Indianapolis. Like, there is a group of people that are sort of waiting for the other shoe to drop. Man, if the Colts go on the road outdoors against the Kansas City Chiefs and win this game, knowing the importance that this game has for Kansas City, I just don't know how you can tell me that Indianapolis can't win the Super Bowl. Kansas City's not the team we thought they were going to be. Buffalo isn't that team. Baltimore isn't that team. I mean, somebody has to go to the Super Bowl out of the AFC. I also feel like from Kansas City's side, if Kansas City wins this game against Indianapolis, they got the Thanksgiving game against the Cowboys. They could be looking at 7-5 with the win in their back pocket against maybe the best team in the NFL in Indianapolis. I mean, people will feel like everything is back on track with Kansas City. This feels like a pretty big crossroad moment for both of these teams on Sunday.
Yeah, I think it's kind of funny, you know, 2-3 months ago, if you would have said, hey, Chiefs and Colts, one team competing for the one seed, another team competing to keep their playoff hopes, I guess, realistically alive, you would have said, oh, yeah, for sure. That makes total sense. Kansas City for the one seed and Indianapolis for the fringe playoff hopes. Well, now it's kind of flipped. So, yeah, I do. I think, you know, anytime you play a Mahomes, a Reed, you play an Arrowhead, yeah, all of that, the game gets circled, as it should. Kansas City has earned that with what they've done in the AFC over the last, you know, 5 to 10 years. So, you know, it's in the 1 o'clock window, but I do think a lot of national eyes are going to be on it.
You mentioned it earlier. Let's get to it. The Colts made a pretty big trade at the deadline to go get Sauce Gardner. How has he looked so far early on with the Indianapolis Colts? And they also have Charvarius Ward, a corner that Chiefs fans are certainly very familiar with, him being in Kansas City. I mean, if that's your 1-2 punch at the position, you got as good of a cornerback duo of any team in the National Football League.
Yeah, I try not to speak in hyperbole, but, you know, I've covered the Colts since 2010. I don't recall a secondary on paper ever looking like this. And, you know, again, you know, can, you know, Mooney coming off the concussion, is he back to his normal self? And I thought Sauce Gardner actually played pretty well in Germany, considering he was traded midweek. Kenny Moore the second in the slot is a really, really good slot corner. And their safety tandem, Cam Bynum and Nick Cross, have played pretty well this season. So, you know, that's where I think the Colts feel like they have created a Super Bowl window with Gardner's arrival. And again, it's needed, I think, right now because DeForest Buckner is out, and he is their top pass rusher, even though he's an interior guy. So I expect, you know, them to play a lot of man coverage, and they feel like they've got the personnel to certainly do it. And I'll be curious how much they blitz Mahomes, given Lou Anarumo's history, which has been a little bit more, you know, drop 7, drop 8.
I want to get your thoughts on this, and then we'll get your keys to the game. Do you think that the line in this game, which Kansas City is a 3.5-point favorite, do you think that is more respect for Kansas City and that the public believes that the Chiefs are going to turn things around? Or do you think that's indicative of disrespect for the Colts, and which we talked about? There's a group of NFL fans that are waiting for the other shoe to drop in Indianapolis. Which one do you think this, I guess, signifies more for? Do you think this means more about Indianapolis or more about Kansas City?
I'm going to go Kansas City. I think the Colts have actually had some pretty, you know, healthy lines this season, them as favorites. So, I will say, you know, obviously a little bit of home field, but I would say the overall, you know, public money that inevitably comes in on the, you know, the most, whatever, the best team in the league or the team that's, you know, thought of as highly as they have been over the last, again, 5 to 10 years. So I'll say that's more of a Chiefs respect thing.
I'll get you out of here with this last thing. Give me your Colts win-if scenario. Give me your Chiefs win-if scenario.
Well, yeah, can you create a pass rush around Patrick Mahomes? Again, I got some questions around that. I would start there. And then, you know, for Kansas City, can you limit Jonathan Taylor and set up the pass rush opportunities on Daniel Jones? I think those are kind of the two big ones for me. Again, the Colts have had some issues in pass protection, and Jones has had some turnovers here recently. How do they kind of counter that? How do they balance their offense with Jonathan Taylor, who, you know, as we talked about, has been so good this season?
That is our guy, Kevin Bowen, joining us on the show today. He covers the Indianapolis Colts for 107.5 The Fan in Indianapolis. The biggest game this week in the AFC, Colts and Chiefs, a very important game for both sides. Kevin, great stuff as always, man. We'll catch up with you down the line.
You bet. Thanks for having me, man.
That is Kevin Bowen joining us on the show today. Coming up on the other side, we'll continue to talk about Travis Kelce's comments as he met with the media earlier today. And I got a question to ask you guys. I imagine a lot of you are picking the Chiefs to win. I am also picking the Chiefs to win. I'm curious why, because I think there's really only two answers to that question on why I'm picking Kansas City to win. I'll tell you what I think they are. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Tune in Mondays at 4 to hear the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Nate Taylor is going to join us coming up in about 40 minutes or so. So there's two things that I want to get to in this segment. Let's start with the first one. I imagine a large majority of you are picking the Chiefs. I am also picking the Chiefs in this game. Now, to be honest, I don't know what team Rob is picking. I don't know. I haven't asked him yet. I'm waiting to ask him. But if you've been listening to the show this week, you've heard Rob's energy. Rob's energy is that they are losing. I know Rob well. We've been doing this for a long time. I talked to Rob out of 365 days. I talked to Rob 330 of them. We talk pretty frequently, even on the weekends. I know Rob. I know Rob's wife. I know his mom, his pops. I met his grandma. We did it. We did a dance together. I know Rob. Rob thinks the Chiefs are losing this game, but I'm not ready to ask him that because I'm not ready to unleash the hounds on the text line, because I know the moment Rob says I'm picking the Colts, I mean, we lost for a reason. We lost because of you in the Pitch magazine. I don't know how this has just been like the analogy, the example that is in my mind, but if we were walking around the plaza and we were playing Family Feud, and I asked you to give me the reason of why you think the Chiefs are winning this game, I don't think you could argue that the Chiefs are the better team. I'm sorry, you can't argue that based off what's happened so far in 2025. There is not a metric to suggest that this season, not what they have done in totality, but this season is better than the Indianapolis Colts. I think the answer for most people would be these two things. And they are the two things for me. That's how I came up with this. Number one, they always win this game. They have to win this game. To me, picking the Chiefs to lose this game is giving up on the Chiefs. You can't have them making the playoffs and you have them losing this game. You can't. Now, I know mathematically, but hey, back up against the wall. You're 5-5 at home against Daniel Jones. You can't tell me you are picking Indianapolis and then you're on the text line telling me stop being doom and gloom, they're making the postseason. You can't be in both camps, in my opinion. So The number one reason, I think, if we walk around Kansas City and we ask people, why do you think the Chiefs are winning this game? The number one reason is they always win. They have to win. I think the number two answer would be Daniel Jones. I think the number two answer would be, I don't believe in Daniel Jones. And I don't think that Daniel Jones is coming into Arrowhead and beating the Kansas City Chiefs. I think number three would be Patrick Mahomes. I'm not sure if Andy would be very high on the list. I don't think Andy's approval rating is too high right now. Now, sure, I think a lot of people think he's the best coach and all those things, but you guys seem way more mad at Andy than you are at Patrick. And there's just a belief, hey, we got 15 on our side. As long as we got 1-5 healthy, we feel like we are the favorites and can win any game. I think those are the top three answers. And I can't think of too many times in recent memory where the number one answer just isn't, hey, the Chiefs are better than them. I mean, that was the answer for 4 or 5 years. It was hard thinking of topics because in the end, you kind of come up with all these different topics and ideas. And then it's just like, I think the Chiefs are going to win because they're better than they are. I don't think the Chiefs are better than the Colts. I think the Colts are the best team in the AFC. If we are going off what has happened so far this season, I would probably rank it Colts 1, Patriots 2, Broncos 3, and then after that, you take a guess on who you think's the fourth best team in the AFC. I don't really have a good answer. Now, can Kansas City get back into that conversation? Obviously, but the 2025 Chiefs have not really put in a whole lot of work. That starts on Sunday. You still play really important games, and we knew that this was going to be a difficult stretch. You played Denver. You played Buffalo, two playoff teams in the AFC. You lost both of those games. You got another playoff team coming into your house, and your back is up against the wall. Nobody has to tell the Chiefs how important this game is. And if you're talking, if you're under 500 heading into Thanksgiving, I don't think off is a front of mind conversation. I don't think the expectation is then the playoff. I don't think you can be a 5-6 football team and then think that the expectation is that you're now going to rattle off 6 in a row and now you're making the postseason. You have done nothing to think that you are winning 6 consecutive games, not based on how you played so far this season. So again, to me, if you are picking the Colts to win, you have given up on the Chiefs. I'm not ready to give up on the Chiefs yet. So my answer would be twofold. Number one, they always win this game. Number two, Daniel Jones is the starting quarterback of the Colts, and I'm just not ready to believe in them yet. So 913-586-7965. You guys give me the answer. If we were playing Family Feud right now and you were walking around and you were collecting the answers for the surveys, top 100 answers on the board, 100 people surveyed, and I asked you, hey, why do you think the Chiefs are going to win on Sunday? What do you think would be on the board? Because I think those would be the top three answers. They always win this game. Daniel Jones is the starting quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts, and we got Patrick Mahomes as our starting quarterback, and I will always take 15 in a matchup. I can't think of really too many other reasons why you would pick the Chiefs in this game.
I think your reason, if we're on the plaza and ask people, are correct. But I would say I think those reasons are kind of flimsy. Like, you said the number one reason on the board is the Chiefs always win this game. The last two games the Chiefs played, the Chiefs have lost this game. Before the Bills game, it was, hey, if you want to be in the one seed race, if you want to get back in the hosting the Arrowhead Invitational, this is a playoff type of game in Buffalo. They want you. They've been trying to, you know, they've been stewing on the AFC title of the game. You go up there and you make a statement against a bad defense. Chiefs lost that game. Okay, that's fine. Bye week. After a bye week, AFC West, get back into the AFC West race. This is basically a playoff game in Denver. Your team is better than Bo Nix. You trust Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid over Bo Nix and Sean Payton in this moment. Chiefs lost that game. So you're right. They won this game in 24. They won this game in 23. They won this game in 22. The Chiefs of the dynasty era have always won this game. The 2025 Chiefs have not won this game. That's my first point. Secondarily, I don't want these people to hear this as, I think Daniel Jones is a better quarterback historically than Patrick Mahomes.
Here you go. You're really setting it up.
But in 2025, they've been eerily similar. They outside of their name, they're the same. Do you know who has more passing yards this year? Daniel Jones. Do you know who has a higher completion percent this year? Daniel Jones. Do you know who has more touchdowns? That's Mahomes. Do you know who has more picks? Jones. It's by one. They're basically the same. If you were looking at statistically, the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL in 2025, Mahomes and Jones are like 6'7". They are like 5'6". They're like the same guy this season. Mahomes has not been the 2022 version of himself. He hasn't been the 2018 MVP of himself. He is, by his own lofty standards, having a down season. And his down season has looked very similar to a great season from Daniel Jones. So if you walk around the plaza, Power and Light, Crossroads, wherever you're at tonight, out in the rain and the cold of Kansas City, you ask, hey, why are you picking the Chiefs? And Chiefs fans tell you, well, Mahomes is better than Jones, and the Chiefs always win this game. I would tell you, in 2025, neither of those things is super-duper accurate. It just feels like we're a lot of, the real answer, I think, but Chiefs fans would say is, it's a lot of, you know, Chiefs lore, history, you know, pedigree, all those things, which is all fine and dandy, but it doesn't have any impact on the 2025 team. It hasn't helped them at all this season.
Can you just say that that's the opinion of Rob Brinton? Because you and I both know on the text line, somebody on Monday is going to say, oh, you guys said that Daniel Jones and Patrick Mahomes were even. No, you guys did not say that. Sometimes we both say something. I didn't say anything you just said. So I just want you to say that is the opinion of Rob Brinton and Rob Brinton alone, because I want plausible deniability when inevitably the text line will then, they will be mad at me on Monday when Daniel Jones plays like Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I am telling you that I believe the statistics will believe that those guys are eerily similar this year.
Okay. All right.
That the Spider-Man meme.
Okay. You took it. See what happens? This always happens. You take it a step too far. 913-586-7965. I can't be a part of that. I don't want any parts of that. Where do you think Arrowhead would rank on that list? Because I'm seeing a couple of people acknowledge this is a home game. Do you think Arrowhead ranks on this? Because I don't think Arrowhead is in the top three answers for me. I'm not saying that being at home is not important in this game. I'm not saying that at all. But I feel like this whole, well, the Chiefs have been better at home than they've been on the road, is kind of just based off of how they played against the Lions.
I apologize for interrupting. I actually disagree. I think Arrowhead should be number one. You're right. A lot of people, myself included, saying they play better at home. You want to know why? It's not just the Lions game. Statistically, they've been better at home. They are 1-4 on the road, Carrington. That's bad. Yeah. They're 1-4, and their one win is against Russell Wilson. They're 4-1 at home, and their one loss is Super Bowl champion.
You're right. They also have played the Commanders at home. They also have played the Raiders at home. So I'm just saying is their home schedule has just been easier than the road schedule.
I mean,
they've already been on the road to Denver. They've already been on the road to Buffalo.
L.A. was considered,
you know what
a
I mean?
Game,
so like
yeah.
That's what I mean. Just like so, I hear what people say. Man, they've been so much better at home than they have been on the road. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess. I mean, they lost the game to the Eagles. That game was at home. This game is at home. Like a lot of it is just based off of how dominant they were against the Lions, which absolutely matters. But I think now, if we're looking at it a little bit retroactively, how we're looking at it is, the Lions were maybe a little bit more banged up than we were willing to give credit. The Lions might not also be as good of a team as we thought that they were going into that one. So I'm not here trying to discredit what they did against the Detroit Lions, but I just feel like the whole, hey, they're at home, they play so much better at home than they are on the road. I feel like all of that is just really tied into they beat the Lions at home and not really anything else. So 913-586-7965, I was asking the question, why do you think the Chiefs are winning this game? Because I think the three answers are they always win this game, they have to win this game. Two, I would say, is Daniel Jones, and he has been a turnover machine in his career. And more specifically, he's been a turnover machine in his last two games. And I think three is Patrick Mahomes. They have 15 that... I'm sorry. I know they're 0-5 in these games. They're not going winless in these games. One of those games, Pat does some Pat stuff. He runs around, he makes a play, and he just shows you, hey, I'm still really, really good at this. I don't feel like we've got that play from Patrick Mahomes in 3-4 weeks. What was the last Patrick Mahomes did something that made you say wow and made you sit up like that Leonardo DiCaprio gif and say, ooh, ooh, it's been a while since he's done that. All of us think that player is still there. I think you could see that happen on Sunday against the Colts in a game in which we all know that the Chiefs absolutely have to win. Now, I want to play this audio for you guys really quickly. This is Travis Kelce, who met with the media earlier today. Right now, if you were telling me that you were going to give me a free $100 and you wanted me to bet on something regarding the Chiefs, I would not touch the Chiefs on the money line. I would not touch the Chiefs minus the 3.5. I'm not betting on Indianapolis either. This is a pure, I don't know. And the only reason I don't know heading into this game is everything I tell you of why I think the Chiefs are going to win, I also told you last week and they lost. And part of me is like, I don't want to look silly again. If I had to bet on one thing in this game, I'd bet on Travis Kelce. I think he has been the most sure thing in their offense for the last 2 months. Here's Travis Kelce.
Everything is, you know, predicated off of you know, how the offensive line does, how the guys around us do, and obviously the chemistry me and Pat have been able to accumulate over the years. But I think this year is just, you know, every year is different. You got to kind of attack it differently. I think in terms of athleticism and where I feel in terms of health right now, I feel like the offseason definitely helped me to at least get a head start on some of the wear and tear. So it's just the body feels better, but I think the production wise, you know, our offense in general is having a better season than it was last year. So a lot more weapons.
That was Travis Kelce as he was meeting with the media and talking about his body. I give Travis a lot of credit for this. A lot of athletes talk about refocusing and getting their body back in order. I mean, we see this. There's 25 athletes that say this every single offseason. Man, you know what? I really refocused and I'm in the best shape of my career and this year is going to be different. There's a lot of players that end up saying that. I think Travis actually said it and lived it. He is a drastically different player this year than he was last year. He deserves to be celebrated for him putting in the work this offseason, refocusing this offseason, nutrition, working out, training, whatever it is. He is a much more explosive and a much more productive player this season than he was last year. And his over-under just continues to be criminally low, in my opinion. Rob, it's 57.5 heading into this game. I mean, he would have hit the over then in 5 of his last 6 games. So if you were telling me, hey, give me one thing that you feel super strongly about, I gave you a free $100, what would you bet on? I would keep betting on Travis Kelce's overs. I know he's going to get the targets. I know he's going to get the opportunities, and he has made the most out of those opportunities. I know you guys get on our show for being the anti-Travis Kelce show. I mean, he averaged 8.5 yards per catch last year. That's bad for a player of his magnitude. It's bad for anybody. He is now up 12. He's up to 12.6. I mean, he is quite literally 33% better at something. That's a big boost. People would love to see your stock portfolio take a 33% jump in terms of when you catch the ball, what it means. He has more touchdowns this season. So Travis did the talking this offseason, but he has certainly done the walking during the year. He's going to have another 1,000-yard season. I didn't think that was the case. Not after 2023, not after 2024. I didn't hear anybody think that Travis was going to get 1,000 yards this season, but I'd be surprised if he didn't get 1,000 yards. He's at 630 and then got 7 games left. If he just keeps basically doing what he's been doing, he'll have 1,100 yards this season. At this stage in his career, he's had a remarkable year.
He has been, one of the, if not the brightest spot in the Chiefs offense. And I agree with him. This Chiefs offense is better than last year. So there's a lot of bright spots on this offense. So it's not like, you know, it's been a down year and Kelce's been good. There's been a lot of bright spots. Man, we make fun of it all the time because it's such a just a random platitude athletes say every year at camp. I'm in the best shape of my life. I mean, Bubba Starling would say that down in Arizona. Like, okay, super. That's great. I'm happy you're in the great best shape of your life. But Travis Kelce, it felt more pointed than that this offseason. It felt like he made a conscious effort and he felt like he was not up to his own high standards from last season. And this year he's back to looking like Travis Kelce. He's back to looking like the first team all pro tight end. Like, you could argue that he's one of the, if not the best tight end in football right now. He was not that guy last season. He wasn't that guy in 2023. He looks maybe not as good as 2022 Travis Kelce, but he looks far more 2022-ish than he does 2023-ish.
I think Travis made a good point, and we'll play one more cut for you guys from Travis Kelce. I know that we think the other stuff, oh, well, you know, they got to live their life, and I get it. Man, the last couple off seasons, Travis has been doing a lot aside from football, and that's perfectly fine. You're allowed to do what you want in your free time. But I'm a big believer that, man, we only have 100% of ourselves. And if you're doing a podcast and you're in a new relationship and you moved and you got family and you're trying to do a game show and you're also trying to be on this FX show, just something goes by the wayside. So it's hard to me to tell me that you were still putting the same time in the gym, same workout, same nutrition, same doing all those things. And everything about your life is just so drastically different and pulling away and taking the time. Travis didn't have that kind of offseason this year. He wasn't running a television show on Amazon Prime. He wasn't doing all of that. He was on set for Happy Gilmore for one day. He really isn't in the movie. You're in there a little bit. You have a couple of lines. Hey, you're there. You say hi to Bad Bunny, hi to Adam Sandler, and you go home. So he said, hey, the last couple of years I've been more focused on entertainment doing this stuff. I want to get back to basics. I think that's evidence that happened this year. He did get back to doing those things, and I think you're seeing the results on Sunday. He looks more explosive this season than he did last year. Maybe you're making the argument, well, their offense is more complete. Maybe that's the case. Last year, it was noticeable last year that he wasn't a very explosive player. That just hasn't been the case this year. Here's Kelce talking about his future with the team.
You know, seeing my brother go through it and seeing, just how the league works. You know, the season kind of restarts in April, and I want to give the Chiefs a good opportunity to, you know, whether I come back or not, and vice versa, like whether they want me back or not. It's one of those things where I'd like to make that decision before they got to get draft picks and the free agency opens, so that it gives them an opportunity to go out there and fill the roster appropriately. So all that will be at the end of the season, and I won't be thinking about it until then.
I think there is a chance Travis Kelce comes back, because we kind of use his brother's career as a guideline. His brother was kind of in the same situation. So his brother signed a 3-year, $24.5 million deal. That contract then expired. He then signed a 1-year contract. He then signed another 1-year contract, and then he finally retired in June of 2024. So he signed early. He signed a 6-year deal. He then restructured that in the middle, signed another deal. That deal expired. Jason then signed 2 1-year contracts to stay in Philadelphia, play out the string, and then obviously he retired, and he's having a great post-NFL career with all the cool media stuff that he's doing. I think there's a chance that Travis comes back. I really do. I think there's a chance. And it's not 100% on either way. But he just doesn't have the feel of somebody to me that is maybe 100% ready to go. Let's see how the rest of the season plays itself out. Let's see how he feels. But if Travis Kelce has 1,000 yards receiving this year and has 7 touchdowns, still feels very good, healthy, still has the fire, I could very easily see him coming back next year on a, let's say it's a 1-year, $10 million deal with incentives. He can get to $17 million. He gets to stay in Kansas City one more year, and he plays it kind of year by year. I don't think that's outside the realm of possibility for Travis Kelce. Coming up at the top of the hour, Nate Taylor will join us in studio. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Really happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Red Friday. We are going to be joined by Nate Taylor coming up in a little bit. I know it's a Red Friday. I do want to talk about this KU situation for just a little bit. Bill Self today confirmed that Darren Peterson is not going to be available for the games that they have coming up in Las Vegas. Quote, "We're not going to have Darren in Vegas." He also added in that they play 3 games in 3 days, and that is the biggest reason on why Darren Peterson is not going to play in these games. Rob, I certainly want to give you the room to get your comments in as a KU alum and a season ticket holder. I think the KU fans have to show a little bit of patience here with the Darren Peterson situation. I think they got to show a little bit of patience here. And I know that's tough to say. And I know that I was the one screaming that it was load management from the beginning. I think it is obvious now that is not the case. You do not sign up to go play basketball in college and at Kansas, and then you miss the Madison Square Garden games and the games in Las Vegas. Those are the games you want to play in. Those are the games in front of NBA scouts. So you are not choosing to sit out of those games. I also think, let's calm down. These November basketball games are not that important. You really want them there for the January ones. I would say that Kansas basketball season starts, and I'm not even saying this because I'm a fan. Their season starts in December against Missouri. Or maybe you want to say that their season starts in December against UConn. They play UConn on Tuesday. They play Missouri on Saturday. That's the real start. Now, I understand if you are a KU fan and you're a season ticket holder and you contribute to NIL and you're thinking, hey, we spent money on this player. We have contributed. You guys were down last year. You asked us to donate. We donated. We got you the number one overall player. We want to see him in action. That feels like the target day to me, and I think everyone with the Kansas basketball program knows it. That is a game in Allen Fieldhouse. That is his Allen Fieldhouse debut. I don't care about the game against Green Bay. A Tuesday game that's going to be on ESPN against UConn in a sold-out crowd, that is his debut. That should be the target date. So I wouldn't worry about these games in Vegas. Don't worry about them. The committee's not going to penalize you for them that much anyway because of the context of you not having Darren Peterson. So show a little bit of patience. And you still got 2 more weeks until you play the game against UConn. That will be 3 weeks of him sitting back and getting treatment and healing up and resting up for those games in that week against UConn and against Missouri. So that is as fair and neutral of an opinion that I can have. I would just suggest calm down a little bit with Darren. There's a lot of frustration. I don't think that there needs to be the case. I think that he is legitimately injured. And let's now, if he doesn't play in that UConn game or doesn't play in the Missouri game, I think something is really wrong. And I think they have played it wrong because they keep spinning it like he's right around the corner and that he can come back. But until he misses the UConn and Missouri game, I don't really think it's that much reason to be super worried about what's happening right now.
Me and you see this the exact same way. First off, I know there were some fans that were disgruntled that he is not playing in the Players Era tournament in Vegas. And I understand that. I have some friends. I have some people are KU fans in my life who are, hey, for Thanksgiving week, we're going to Vegas. We're going to see the Players Era thing. We're going to see Darren Peterson. We're going to spend the week in Vegas. It's warm. It's nice. I know people going to that tournament. Like these preseason tournaments, fans tend to go to them. So I know people who made the investment to go to Las Vegas, and they they feel a little upset. And I feel bad for those people, but let's be honest. Notre Dame and Syracuse and whoever their third game is going to be out in Vegas, 3 games in 3 days is stupid for a hamstring injury. If it is a soft tissue injury where, hey, he can tweak it and make it worse, keep waiting. I also agree with you. UConn's got to be the target date. Because he played against North Carolina, which was on November 7th. He then missed the missed the Corpus Christi game, which I believe was on the 11th. So he hasn't played since November 7th. By the UConn game, that's basically a month. You've had a month to rest up your hamstring. You've had a month to get back to 100%. Bill Self's today. He's doing side work at practice. He's getting closer. The reevaluation comment feels like it went well. All the things. UConn, Missouri, North Carolina State. Somewhere in that window, that three-game stretch, he has to be back on the court. Or then you're starting to tiptoe into late December, early January, where you need him on the court because you saw against Duke. This team is built around him, and him standing in street clothes makes this team, I saw Melvin Council with the media, and he said it perfectly, they're a scrappy defensive team without him. With him, they're a lot better, so you can't get into conference play not knowing the situation with Darren Peterson.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, doesn't this feel like the Michael Porter Jr. situation at Missouri all over again? No. I mean, I know I called him Darren Porter Jr., but this is serious. No. Michael Porter had back surgery the second week of the college basketball season. Surgery? That's not what's happening. Darren Peterson is practicing with KU. He's just not playing in the games right now. So the fact that he is practicing, the fact that he is dressing out, the fact that he is on the sideline and engaged with the team is a very, very positive sign. Darren Peterson is going to play basketball at Kansas. I can't tell you exactly when it is going to start, but I feel like he is going to play a significant amount of games this season for the University of Kansas. It is unfortunate that this happened, but I think most fans would agree it is much better that this injury happened in November and the very beginning of the season than he played in November. He played in December. He then pulls a hamstring in January, and he misses 10 games of conference play, and you can't really undo that in that point. So, again, I think, Rob, you and I are the same place. At the beginning of December, they play UConn on the 2nd, and then they play Missouri that weekend. That is what I would look at his target date of when he can potentially come back and play for the Kansas Jayhawks. I want to play a couple of pieces of audio for you guys before Nate Taylor joins us in studio. Here is Peter Schrager of ESPN's Get Up.
I'm not ready to declare this season over, AFC West or the AFC in general. They're 0-5 in one-score games. They were 12-0 in those games last year. So you say, well, what's the problem? Very confusing. They have all the same players. They have all the healthy guys they need. They have all the same coaching staff. Little things matter, though. Guys, they had 10 penalties last week. They don't do that usually. What? They had an extra point blocked last week. That doesn't happen. They give up an 80-yard punt return to Marvin Mims. That doesn't happen against that special teams unit. So the little things are starting to matter. I think they can still tighten up. And I look at this matchup. I know we're ready to crown the Colts and Tanner Bordellini. I know we love a good Tanner Bordellini film. I do. I love it.
It's a great meatball.
It is good. That said, like, I don't know, Mahomes with the season on the line at Arrowhead, I'll take Mahomes in this game on 1 o'clock on Sunday.
So that was Peter Schrager of ESPN's Get Up. I'll play one more cut for you guys. This is Danny Parkins. I think the public is going to hold on to the Chiefs until they absolutely are forced to give them away. You're going to have to pry the Colts from a lot of people's dead fingers when it comes to it. I mean, just it's hard to erase what you've seen them do for the last 7 seasons.
It's a massive spot, but somehow it is less big for them than it would be for any other team in the exact same position. Like, if they are the 9 seed in the AFC, they are about to be 5-6 if they lose, and they lose a ton of tiebreakers against the teams they are chasing. Any other team, I think 31 of 32, in that exact spot, we'd all come in here on Monday and be like, well, the season's over.
Yeah.
Is anyone prepared to come in on Monday and say the season's over if they lose?
No, Wilds is going to say they have a 33%.
Wilds is a slave to the numbers.
All right, fair enough.
I'm going to say they have a 15%.
Right, Brew has it down 15% to 15.
15% chance if they lose.
And I just think
that, and I get why. It's the pedigree.
I think that annoys a lot of people. And, like, Nick is a Kansas City and a diehard fan. He makes the case eloquently and fervently and all of that. But, like, it's totally reasonable. It's totally reasonable to say, like, the Chiefs, could run the table. Like, they could beat the Texans and the Cowboys and the Chargers and the Broncos and the Titans and the Raiders. Like, that would not be ridiculous. And it would also not be ridiculous to say, like, if this was the Eagles, the defending Super Bowl champs, we'd say they're done.
I'm not here to disagree with what Danny said. I think that's the argument that a lot of people will have. I thought Florio said it well. Man, we are running out of time. We're running out of time. I love the Electoral College example. Man, at some point, you got to start winning states. And you keep losing all these states. Eventually, man, the math ain't mathin'. The math is very simple for the Kansas City Chiefs. They have to go 11-6. So, yes, if they lose this game, yes, they are still mathematically available. And we will say, well, they can win this game and this game and this game. I mean, at some point, you got to go on a 5- or 6-game win streak to turn your season around. And just, I asked the question, what have the Chiefs done in 2025 to make you think they can do that? I think all of that changes if you win this game. We have been saying this on this show. The Chiefs have a six-day window to completely change their fortune. But that starts with you winning on Sunday against the Colts. We got Nate Taylor of ESPN joining us in studio next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.